This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We want to hear about what's happening in your town, suburb, school, church, community project, or organization. Send your information, stories, achievements, events, and news to content@kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening and welcome to yet another beautiful Monday here on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio K Pulpit. You're here with myself, Inga Stoffels.
You're here with me, Zoe George.
And me, Amarayan Weiss.
A full house once again. I am loving this, guys. I am loving the full houses we've been having. And I am excited for the show ahead. This show excites me because the interview portion of the show is one of, you know, a spot very dear to my heart.
Yes.
So I'm excited for what's coming.
Are you
up.
Not going to tell them what the interview is about?
I want to leave that to you, Amarayan.
Oh, well, we'll get to it in the interview section, I think. Have a little bit of suspense going on.
This is how you keep suspense, Zoe.
Wow. Oh my, I'm just being attacked from all corners today. I had my exam this morning. That was attacking. Now here. Love that for me.
How was the rest of everyone's weekends while Zoe mentions it?
Well, I was just prepping for this criminal procedure exam. It took it out of me. The textbook is as thick as my thighs, girls. I have been studying.
Inga, how about you?
What was my weekend? My weekend, I've actually had a very relaxed weekend. I told my husband after the... You remember that weekend of the 13th of November? That was our last busy weekend. I told him, after this, we are just going to relax. And that's exactly what we did.
Well, I mean, especially since we're getting to the run-up to Christmas now, you need to get that rest in before, like, all the family events just start hitting and hitting and hitting.
And all those commitments.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you guys have a great show this evening, and we're going to go into a wonderful tune now. All right, now it is time for the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show. This week's is something to give you a bit of an adrenaline rush and then something to chill you out. First up is the Sky High Ride. It's found on the rooftop of Hotel Sky and is a 35-meter thrill ride that free falls at 100 kilometers per hour.
I love that. I love that.
As I understand, this is on top of a hotel. I'm not sure how high this hotel is, so I mean, if you're scared of heights, maybe not for you, but... Go check it. Go try it out. So if the weather permits, 10 people can go at a time, and you don't need to be staying at the hotel to try it out. There are stunning views of the city from the deck below, where you can also view the ride. They ask that everyone please remember to book beforehand. Tickets are 200 Rand per person or 50 Rand for someone who wants to spectate. The hotel is found in Long Street, Cape Town. Times are from 12 to 9 on Wednesdays, 9 to 9 on Thursdays and Fridays, and 11 to 9 on Sundays and public holidays. You can book your tickets at webtickets.co.za.
Oh, I'm going to get booking right now.
Sure.
You don't understand when I tell you. I love these kind of things.
Are you a thrill seeker?
I am.
See, I'm more of the like peaceful person. I'll come along and I'll spectate and I'll hear everyone scream. I'm like, oh, having a great time. I'll hold the baby while you guys. Oh, I'm happy to do that. Next up is the mineral baths in Caledon. There are natural warm mineral baths. The temperature at the source is around 65 degrees Celsius, though this is not the temperature in the bath you'll be bathing in. I think the temperatures range from 35 degrees to like 44 degrees, depending on the bath itself. So you can be in very warm water or like cooler water, depending on what you're looking for. The water is rich in iron, which makes the water brown. Don't worry, it's not dirty. It's actually really clean water. And the water has lots of benefits for the body. It's phenomenal for relaxation. And it's really good for your skin as well. It's filled with a bunch of other minerals. Mm. You know, go take a nice mineral bath.
That sounds amazing.
There are multiple pools at different temperatures available, and the pools are drained and cleaned weekly. Most of them on Mondays, but there's some kind of historical Victoria one that's done on Fridays. So check out which pool you're going to and maybe book it for the Tuesday. There is also an on-site spa that you can visit, which I hear is incredibly nice. The bars are open from Tuesdays to Sundays, 9 to 5. It's 175 per person. Look, book it at tsogosun.computicket.com. So let me read that again. tsogosun.computicket.com. sun.computicket.com.
Wow, those sound really fun.
I'm much more likely to do the second than the first.
I'm likely to do both.
Same. They both appeal to me. Like, there's a part of me that likes doing, like, crazy, fun, thrill-seeking things. But then, you know, I need to chill because after I do those things, my heart's, like, trying to attack me. So
after all your exams.
Oh, my goodness. And today, I finish. It's insane. I'm done with third year now.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Almost done completely.
So you're almost a lawyer.
Fully. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's, like...
3 more years.
Okay.
But yeah, let's go on into the groovy movie section of the show.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Groovy movie, I'm Rudy.
Hey!
I walk by the diddy bamboo.
Boo!
Time to watch the movies.
Things are getting groovy right now, as you heard from our jingle. We are in the groovy movie section of the show. This week is another movie from our childhoods. Well, my childhood. I don't really know how old most of you are.
I was going to say, we are not that old.
My teenagerhood.
But also, that's not really from childhood.
I think I was like literally like 9 years old when it came out.
I was a teenager. I was in high school. But it's still valid.
Yeah, it was a lovely movie.
Still watching Disney movies.
I know, that's right.
Oh, you gave it away.
I didn't say what it was.
I will say this. It is a retelling, though, which is really cool how they do that, because then these fairy tales never really die. They just get to be enjoyed by new generations. But that's all you're getting from me today, folks. If you have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, please WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. You can also SMS us at 37988. 37988. Now get your phones out, get your Shazam out if you must, and tell us what this week's groovy movie is. We'd love to hear from you. 180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Our website now, www.imymovements.co.za.
180 Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
So we just listened to a fantastic, fantastic song, because as you know, here on 180 Degrees, our music is as hot as 180 degrees.
Love that.
But before we listen to that banger of a track, we listened to another song that was quite funky as well. It formed a part of this week's groovy movie. And as you know, I hate keeping you guys in suspense. So before I say the wrong thing and give it away, let me just give you guys the answer. This week's groovy movie was from the movie The Princess and the Frog, and it's called Dig a Little Deeper. To all of you guys who guessed correctly, you can give yourselves a pat on the back. You know good cinema. And yeah, we look forward to having this again and hearing from you guys next week.
Yeah, I really loved that song. It was a really good one. I love Princess and the Frog. So let us jump right into our interview for today. We are talking to Paul Ovenant, a worship leader. Paul, how is it going with you?
Hello, everybody. Hi, good, thank you. You guys, cool?
Good.
Yeah, good vibes in the studio today.
Lekker, yeah. Thanks for having me. That's lekker.
I'd like to ask you, can you explain to us a little bit more about what exactly it is that you do?
Awesome. So me and my wife, Luzelle, we both in ministry. She's more in full-time and I'm more in ministry at the moment, and we are worship leaders at a church in Camps Bay called Christian Life Camps Bay. And we're doing the worship and leading the worship at the church there.
Awesome. Paul, can you tell us a little bit about what led you to music ministry?
I think that the main thing personally is definitely the music was a big thing for me growing up, and to express yourself, you know, express yourself through music, but the lack of thing is you, you express yourself through the Lord, and he gave us, or he gave us that talent to play music and to express ourselves. So it's a great, that connection point through music that we have to actually connect with the Lord. That was a big thing for me, because it's with music, it's, you can express yourself, but it's great to know that, you know, music is from the Lord, and that you can actually connect to him through music. So that's the main thing for me, like, you know, still is, yeah.
No, that's so true. Music is a very spiritual thing. I don't think people realize just how much you can impact and influence people through music.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
I would like to ask you what your favorite part of ministry is.
Favorite part of ministry? Yes, there's a lot. But definitely when, I think the biggest privilege for me is to do it actually with my wife.
Aww.
And that's the most favorite, my favorite part of it, like, is to actually, we can both, you know, stand on stage and worship the Lord through music, because that talent was given to us. So I must say that's always like it to be on Sundays with her and to do it, and just to get into the presence of the Lord. But now that we're together, you know, and doing it together and singing together, and so that's definitely a highlight every Sunday to do it with my spouse.
Yeah, and that's definitely, I think, an absolutely magical thing to be able to experience ministry and the love of the Lord with the person on earth you love the most.
Yes.
I think you guys are both incredibly lucky to be able to have that. I'd like to ask, how has God influenced your journey up until now?
Well, big, hey? I think especially that we're going through this last 2 years of COVID, and being a worship leader, I think it's, people are, when they, it's an interesting thing, because people, when they come to church or they watch online, you know, it's what's the music's going to be today, or how's the worship, or the worship leaders, or how's that going to be? And it's always that thing of, like, I think people put too much pressure on themselves. That's just how I felt for, you know, the beginning stages. And then that was quite a struggle for me, is, you know, you're going through, we all are human, so we have questions about this whole thing, and it was quite a tough thing, and being motivated. So I must say that was a tough thing for me in the beginning. And then you realize, just, you know, don't do it on your own. People around you, you know, like my wife and people at the church, and also, you know, I think most important of all, the Lord, is to know that, you know, he will get us through it. So I think that was quite a tough one for me, or for that journey. But we it's beautiful to know that we're getting there, you know, and we all are human, and we are beautifully made by the Lord, and it's just nice that people can see that, and not, I don't know, not the fakeness, but that we can still be real when we worship.
You know, it's so true. It is a journey. And as we speak in about journey, it actually brings me to the next question. You know, what do you see, or what is your vision for the future of the ministry within the church?
Yes, man. Just to be humble, and just to be, to know your identity in Christ, to know who you are, like, and we all, that identity part personally is something that you grow every day, and not put a label on who you think you are, but actually know you are. And the only way you're going to know that is really just spending time with the Lord, and just, you know, just ask him every day, you know, please, you must show me who I need to be for you. And that's great. And because we're on earth still, and we still and worldly things, you know, if we make mistakes, that is one of that is so, and that's okay, because if people can see that we make mistakes, and we still love the Lord, and we still learn, and we still, you know, raising the flag for Him, that's great. That's something to wait forward, personally.
So I would like to ask you, Peter, if there are any highs or lows that come with being a part of the ministry. You know, I can imagine every job or hobby or profession has these. So what are they for you?
I think the high is the family, is the church family that you are in, and the support that you get when you do worship and when you do worship. It's definitely the people and the family that's there in supporting you. I think that's one big high. The low is definitely COVID that we had with a lot of people that wasn't, you know, people couldn't come to services. Mm-hmm. And also it's very tough to do worship and ministry when you are facing a screen, mm-hmm. and just having people around you, just having that presence, you know, as a group. I think that's definitely was a challenge. I think for not just for us, but for a lot of pastors and ministry groups and worship groups. So, yeah.
I'd like to ask, kind of from a personal perspective, but also for some of my friends, what is some advice that you can give someone who's interested in becoming active within the music ministry at their church?
Yes, sir, man. It's just to, if it's something really you're striving to do, is to attend. One thing that we always ask people or tell people, like just to give them advice, is to go to, you know, the church that you are in, and go to either to a practice, a worship practice, when the guys, like, ask them, listen, speak to the worship leader. I'm very interested to actually learn how to, you know, be in ministry, in music ministry. Mm. Can I come to one of your rehearsals just to see what you guys are doing? And so it comes down to, if it's really something that you would love to do, and then work with the person or speak to the person that is in charge of the music ministry. Say, listen, yeah, I would like to actually see what you guys are doing before a Sunday service. How you guys set up? Mm. How do you get together? Are you guys pray together? Go maybe to some shows, like if there's events at churches, other churches maybe have, go and network, because that's the only way you're gonna actually feel as it's something you want to do. I think the main thing is it's up to you and putting in the effort on, but use the people and the tools that around you to help you to get involved.
Yeah. Yes. Paul, I really love that you mentioned the setting up as well, because I think in a lot of people's minds, music ministry is just standing up there and performing, playing the guitar, singing. But the setup, the soundboard, you know, the balancing of that, the lights, everything, music ministry is encompassed by a lot of different skills, and people should remember that they can get in contact for those as well, you know, not just the, you know, lead singer on the stage. Serving God can be done in small and unseen ways as well.
Yeah, that's true. Because that's also, that is, the sound guy and the tech people are so much also the same importance as the people, you know, playing, like you said, playing guitar or singing. They at the end of the day, we one worship group or one family.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Paul, would you say that COVID, or how has COVID affected your ministry in any way? Like, are there any challenges that you guys are facing at the moment?
Yeah, I think we've through the most hectic part. What we've done, it was quite a challenge in the beginning, just because we didn't have people, like I mentioned previously. But it's becoming better because of restrictions that's been lifted. So people are coming back. Mm. People are back at church. Groups are starting again. So that's nice to see. In the beginning, it was challenging, but we're very grateful for technology and, you know, cameras and all of that stuff. Because at the end of the day, that stuff it's not the best, but if you think of it, a lot of searches didn't have that before COVID strikes.
Yeah, so true.
The audience that you can actually reach now is way more than we maybe did before COVID. So there's a lot that's also quite a big pro, is that you can reach a lot of people, you know, through Facebook Live or YouTube or whatever. And that wasn't a factor or a big factor. Churches did it, but it wasn't a main thing before COVID. You know?
Yeah, I think it's actually quite nice how many more people are able to participate in church, because a lot of churches have gone back, but you know, I'm not sure if they are able to practice at full capacity. So then it would be a shame for the people who, you know, aren't able to book on time or just can't fall into the 50 people limit. They can still follow along the service online.
And I know my church specifically has kept their online services as well as their in-person services, because they're just like, you know, there are people who can't really come to church because the fuel prices are becoming so high, or people who are immunocompromised, or disabled people who struggle a bit more. So to be able to reach your church from the comfort of your home is really a blessing for some people. So I'm thankful to COVID in that way for making ministry more accessible.
And I think it also helped us to think about, you know, online evangelism and also kind of a new way of reaching many different people. So like you said, I'll be thankful for that.
It's like in the 90s, my dad told me about how they used to hand out tracts, but now on the internet, I guess you can just share like as you would a meme. You can save who knows. So I would like to lastly ask how people can contact you or check you out on social media.
Cool. So they can, with the church, they can check out Christian Life Camps Bay. We've got a Facebook page on there. And we also do all our services, stream our services on there. If anyone want to contact me or Luzelle just regarding some, you know, like advice or whatever, it's just Paul, and then my email address is Paula Avenant. I'll actually send it to you guys. It's paulaavenant@gmail.co.za.
Thank you very much, Paula. This interview has been so much fun. It's so great to always talk to worship leaders to see their passion within ministry. It's been such a blessing. Thank you very much for being with us today.
And thanks for having us. It's lucky to know you guys are still doing a great job and raising the flag. So bye-bye, Nanki.
The pleasure was all ours.
Paul. Yeah, thank you. And good luck with your ministry as well.
Bye-bye, Nanki. Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Have a lucky day as well.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
You know, I really liked that we spoke to him about that, because I was as he was talking, and he was talking about, you know, how ministry, worship ministry specifically, is not just about singing, but it's also about, you know, the backup. I was just also just thinking about the fact that a lot of people tend to view worship leaders almost like Christian rock stars,
like celebrities.
And it's like they have this God-given talent, yes, but some of them have had to work at it. But you know, you don't just get up there and start doing some Beyonce runs.
I'm actually part of the worship team as well from my church, and like if service starts at 9 o'clock and you're there at 7:30, it's that level of commitment. It doesn't mean that you're practicing from 7:30 because your practice happened on the Thursday, and your practice was basically everyone coming together. So your practice actually happens at home. And then when you come together, you kind of, it's just a time where you guys need to connect as a band, as a worship team, and you need to spend time in praise, in worship together, so that on Sunday when you go out there, you guys can actually usher the people into praise, usher them into worship, you know, and kind of just get them, or kind of, you know, break whatever atmosphere is
so
in
true.
That place or whatever, you know, because some people come in there and they just had a fight from home, or they come in there and they're feeling a certain way. And it's not for us to just come quickly. 5 to 9, we come and we just go on stage and then we just, you know, continue. Like he said, he also mentioned something very important, pre-service prayer. Like praying together as a team before actually, you know, going on there. And sure, it just inspired me so much.
And what he said, I find also true for not just music ministry, but for, you know, the normal preaching yes. side of ministry as well. I preach at my church on Sundays, you know, not every Sunday, but there's such a big support group behind mm. me that make mm. my sermons possible
yes.
that you don't really see, because who's it on stage busy giving the message? Mm. Me. Mm. But behind me is, you know, the lady who's helped me pick the music, the lady who's playing the music, my minister who helps me mm. work through issues, my sister who sits and talks through things with me, our IT dude who sits there,
yes.
people who help with any PowerPoint issues. Like, there's always more than that one person
yes,
that you see.
So true.
And I feel like the truth, that's the same in our own lives, you know?
Mm.
But yeah, before we get too philosophical about that.
I love it.
Yeah. Let's head on into the Bible quiz. Mystery Bible Quiz. So we are in the Bible quiz section of the show, you guys. We have a little bit of a different question for you guys. It's one that came to me when I was reading the Bible. I don't ask me why I was thinking about this. But basically, we are asking you guys, what is the shortest book in the Bible?
I would like to know how Zoe's brain works. How are you, like, you're sitting there, you're like doing my daily worship. I wonder.
It's because, like, mostly I listen to the Bible, actually. I don't necessarily read it. So I was kind of, I think I'd finished a book. And then I was like, wow, I didn't realize it had ended so quickly. Then I was like, I wonder which book would end just like that, you know? Because not a lot of the books in the Bible are very long. They're, I don't know, maybe averaging about.
Not all of them are the Psalms.
Oh my goodness.
Psalms just keeps going.
The book that keeps on giving. If you guys have any idea what it is and you at least know it's not Psalms, please WhatsApp us the answer to 081-729-1657. You might have to go out there and count the verses, but it'll be worth it. We'd love to hear from you guys. Alternatively, you can SMS us at 37988.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
So we just played a fantastic song for you guys to give you guys some time to go and count out the words or even the verses in any particular Bible book. Because we asked you guys, as a part of our Bible quiz, which book in the Bible is the shortest? Now, I'm just going to give you guys the answer just like that. Now, the shortest book in the Bible actually comes from the New Testament. We have two answers that will depend on how you decide to classify it. The first answer is John 2, which I personally would like to consider the shortest book in the Bible because it has the least amount of verses. It only has 13 verses. It's a book, one chapter, 13 verses. In my books, that should be the shortest one. The next one is John 3. It has a little bit more verses. I think it has 15. But the reason why scholars tend to consider this one the shortest book in the Bible is because they say it has roughly around 200 words, which is a little more than John 2. But then we were discussing this, and depending on the translation you get for your Bible, you can have more than 200 words.
Yeah. The example we gave was the verse, and Jesus wept. In some version, it's translated, and Jesus began to weep. I always say that wrong. So depending on how you choose to translate it or how the translators translated it, what texts you're working from, what language you're translating to. So, I mean, this question could be different, or the answer could be different for you. Go check it out. Go look at your Bible. Go decide for yourself. Read some biblical articles.
Go read all the books and then you tell us which one is the shortest.
So let's just head on into the happy health tip.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
Chocolates really are the true source of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I will always say that in the beginning of the happy health tip. So this week we're going to focus on 5 tips for staying healthy at home. Number 1, focus on whole foods. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, beans, nuts, all are healthy choices. A healthy diet is an immune system booster. Ooh, booster. Sorry, guys. You see, we're close to the end of the show, man. Mm-hmm. Learn to recognize when you're eating in response to stress, despite it not actually being hungry. Number two, think before you drink or eat. Pause for 15 minutes to think about what you are really craving and whether you're using food as a comfort or whether you are actually hungry or thirsty.
Or whether you're just like bored.
I was going to say, I need to actually take a look at this, because if I feel like I have nothing to do, I'm making me something.
Same.
Number three, snack wisely. Keep your refrigerator and pantry or cupboards stocked with wholesome, nutritious foods instead of processed snacks that are high in sugar, sodium, and fat. Mm-hmm. Number four, don't starve yourself. No. If you let yourself get hungry, you tend to make poor choices.
Yes.
Oh, like going food shopping when you're hungry is the worst thing ever. I never spend as much money as when I'm hungry and grocery shopping.
It's true. You'll throw in all the things you think you need.
And just going, oh, this would taste so good right now.
Yeah. It really also ties into your second tip about having to pause for 15 minutes to think about why you're eating.
Number five and the final one. Find a fitness routine that works for you. Walking, jogging, swimming, biking, and surfing can all be done while respecting social distancing protocols. So don't use social distancing as an excuse, okay? There are things that can be done while maintaining social distancing.
So true. And especially since we're here down in Cape Town, we have hiking trails. We are blessed to have a mountain you can hike through. Mm. We have an ocean you can go surfing in.
Yes.
Like, we have so many promenades.
I was going to say, the promenade even hires bikes out for you to bike for a couple of hours.
It's so cool. And it's quite affordable, actually. Mm. So, unless you're really creative, there's kind of no reason.
Well, I mean, even if you want to just stay at home, there are how many exercise videos on YouTube?
Exactly.
So true.
Guys, I don't think I have the discipline for that. You know how many times I have tried? I would tell myself, okay, 6 till 7, I am going to work out.
Yes.
6 till 7, I'm going to do this. I will put on that YouTube video. And the minute I start breathing heavily, I'm done.
It's over.
And then they still have the audacity to say, and that was the warm-up. Now we're going to go.
The warm-up. Oh my goodness.
No.
But you got to start somewhere, man.
So true.
You gotta start somewhere.
It's actually, it might be a little bit dangerous to just jump headfirst into some hectic workout. You do more damage than good. Oh my gosh. Well, let's just listen to this song and then we'll be right on back to say goodbye to you guys.
And just like that, we've come to the end of another beautiful show with you beauties.
An end of another Monday.
Yeah, an end of the month.
It's actually an end of an era.
So true.
A very short era.
I'm gonna tell you why. We're gonna tell you why.
You sound so excited.
No. I'm hiding the emotions. Didn't you hear me in the beginning? I was like, just like that. We've come to the end. So guys, tonight is Amarain's last night with her beautiful voice on air with us.
Yeah.
Now I have to say goodbye to everyone. I am moving to Graaf Reinet to start my ministry there. I have a year of practical work. And unfortunately, Graaf Reinet is a good, 7 hours away from here.
You can just make a quick trip
every Monday.
Just around the corner, 5 minutes away.
Goodness. We are going to miss you so much, Amarain. Thank you so much for joining in with us and kind of just falling in so nicely with us.
Yeah.
There's really going to be a spot that, I can't.
It really has been lovely having you on this past year. Like, it's been it's been really fun. I don't know how to not say this without, I don't know. I'm going to miss you.
I want to say thank you to you both. It's really been a good, it's almost been a year. Mm. It's been a lot of fun and I'm really going to miss being on the show and I'm going to miss all the listeners. Yeah. And I guess this, for the last time, at least for me, this has been 180 Degrees
signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.